This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
21 here in the desert. 221 back in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ovo, Matthew Scraby, back at it again.
Take I that, still see Scraby has a spot on the stream video. What's going on? Why hasn't that changed?
All I know is that. All I know
there you go. I'm totally fine with being off camera, so I'm not upset at all.
I really thought you were going to find a picture of a clown and put me up as a clown, but you didn't. So.
I don't think he needs that. He could just put the picture that Adam just
I know Adam's picture that he just screenshotted a shot. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good. Trying to get my internet to work. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh.
So I can get my rundown popping.
Should we bring on Bryce Miller then
while you're getting your internet going?
Yeah, go ahead. Just get Bryce Miller. Is he coming on right now?
He's on right now.
He's waiting.
Yes. Ah, I saw Bryce yesterday. Let's welcome on San Diego Union Tribune's own Bryce Miller. Bryce, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're getting along like clams, as you can tell.
You guys sound like always, like you're brothers growing up. You needle each other, you give each other crap, you argue about the most insignificant stuff. Okay. It just reminds me of growing up with my two brothers.
Okay.
There you go.
I like it.
Good. That means we're doing something right, Bryce. You're out here early in camp, and I'm sure as you've become known the San Diego fan base pretty well, there's a little bit of, uneasiness over the first few games. Obviously, Padres haven't been able to get too many wins. I mean, what's been your take on at least the vibe around camp here in the early going?
You know, it's just one of the things I wrote when I first got there is just talking to a lot of more veteran guys about how different it feels this spring versus last spring. I mean, when I wrote about it last year, Mike Schilt kind of came up with the phrase baseball Beatles. You know, it had that feel. They brought it. You know, here comes Juan Soto and Xander Bogaerts and the lineup they already had. And it just felt like a lot. And this spring, Joe Musgrove told me you hate to admit that it was tough to focus on baseball last year, but it's easier to do it now. It feels like a more normal camp. I think what Mike Schilt is doing, the response from players has been positive. I think they feel good about – and the other thing Jake Cronenworth had mentioned to me is, last year you had the WBC, and the Padres had so many players that were on WBC teams. Yeah. They never really felt like they got together and had any cohesion until March, and then you're a couple weeks from the season. So for a lot of reasons, it definitely feels different. But I think the other question mark is, all the holes. You know, is this what the outfield's going to look like? Is there another starting pitcher in their future? Is there a deal coming? There's just, you know, left-handed bat. There's a lot of work to do, it seems like, unless the Padres are truly going to rely on young guys to, you know, carry a lot of the water. And so there might be a little bit of apprehension about that. And maybe that first inning against the Dodgers might have shook a few people off. But it was I know I mentioned in there that Fernando interview went on so long, they finally had to cut it off, and there was still only one out in the inning at that point. And I know the guy said on ESPN, this interview was longer than Ben-Hur. And so it was so it was kind of an inauspicious start. But it's the spring. You're more worried about – you don't want guys getting hurt. I mean, that's one of the big things as they're getting comfortable in roles. You want to get out of the spring healthy, and, you know, for the most part, so far they have.
One thing I've noticed in baseball recently is that young players seem to be more ready than ever before, Bryce. And I think that we better hope that that's the case as it sits with the Padres right now, because otherwise, unless they make a move or a trade or something that we don't expect – you know, it's going to be Jackson Merrill. It's going to be Jacob Marcy. It's going to be young guys like this, Zokar, who's never really been an everyday starter. You know, these guys are going to have to fit in and fill in. You know, what is the talk around the Padres in terms of, you know, how much they really believe in these young guys, you know, to be able to, you know, do enough to warrant, you know, starting spots in the big leagues?
Yeah, that's a huge question with this team, and Jackson Merrill is front and center in terms of that question in a broader way. I think we're seeing him start to hit a little bit. He didn't seem to overmatch defensively. You know, in that first game, made a terrific play on a low, you know, top spin liner for Mookie Betts, and, you know, he played a ball in the sun off the wall, you know, at the wall really well. So athletically, can he overcome the inexperience? I mean, early on he has been, and if he hits, but the thing I think that's been really surprising with him in particular is just kind of the confidence he has when he talks about it. You know, we talked to him after a game, and I saw Kevin Acey had some quotes, might've been yesterday. He does not seem like he lacks in the confidence department. And for a guy that's that young, he's 20 years old. For a guy that young, you don't want him going out there. And in addition to battling, you know, kind of big league demons, also battling like the mental ones as well. And it seems early on that, you know, he can handle that. Well, you know, we'll see. It's a long season. He hasn't played at this level. But early on, the results are pretty good. And he's the main conversation when you talk about young guys who might contribute.
Yeah, I mean, he is, if we're being honest, he's the only one really close enough. Nobody really with a ton of experience above double A or at double A aside from Jackson. But he has shown an ability to adapt, at least so far. Bryce Miller joins us here from the Union Tribune. And, Bryce, you know, the other question, I don't know if it's a question mark, but inexperience is in this rotation, right? You mentioned possible moves or, you know, or maybe not having any. That would leave guys like Vasquez yesterday, Burrito. We saw Michael King, who looked great again today. This is one of those spots where the Padres need those young guys to actually produce here if they are in the rotation.
Yeah, 100%. I thought it was a really interesting story that Kevin Acey, my colleague at the UT, wrote the other day, talking to King about how he argued with pitching coach Ruben Niebla that, you know, Ruben was talking about ramping him up to 150 to 180 innings. He's like, no, I want 180 to 200. That's a pretty major leap for a guy who hasn't had that much work in a big league season. But the track record, you just have to look back a year ago, everybody wondered if Seth Lugo could work a ton of innings because he hadn't really done that in his career, at least recently, and he handled it fine. You know, I'm always torn personally. I don't know what you guys think, but I think, you know, not to go guy yelling at clouds, get off my lawn, but you hear all the old stories of Bob Feller throwing double headers and throwing like 100 and 40 pitches, you know, across. Just, you know, I wonder if there are times in this day and age where there are, people are almost too careful with some pitchers. I understand you have to be careful, but if you got a guy like Michael King who feels, you know, if he's being honest about how he feels, having conversations with Ruben Niebla, and he really wants to up that workload to make sure guys behind him don't have to do that much and, you know, save the bullpen along the way. I came away feeling more confident that Michael King can get more done this season.
Bob Feller was a great pitcher, and you're right. I mean, those guys threw a ton of innings, but you didn't have $15 million investments in guys like Bob Feller, and I think that's
no.
One of the reasons why they're so careful. Bryce Miller is with us. Bryce, while you've been chatting around, have you had any uniform conversations with any of the Padre players? I'm just curious. I mean, maybe off the record, but, I mean, do you think this is something – this has been one of the bigger stories of spring training, whether it makes sense or not. We've got to get everybody looking right before opening day.
Yeah, I haven't really talked to anybody about it, but they – at the point I was still there – I'm back in San Diego now, but at the point I was there, they didn't have those uniform pants yet. That turns baseball into a burlesque show or whatever or worse. But you can't imagine with the outcry and some players, Trey Turner, you've heard different guys being very public and vocal about it. I can't imagine they're going to go all the way through the season and not address this somehow. I mean, you can't, I don't care what the business relationship is. You can't be embarrassing players in that way, putting them, I mean, is there an HR department in Major League Baseball?
There needs to be.
What if they told you guys to wear those pants to do radio, and I had to wear them coming out to events? I mean, who would force that on an employee? So you got to think something's going to happen.
I hope
No, there's no doubt about it. I think this is turning into a nightmare that they don't want to continue, because it's going to continue to be the copy of a conversation if they don't get this changed.
Yeah.
Bryce, as always, man, appreciate you coming on, checking in with us.
Sure.
We'll do it again here soon.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Funny
guys.
Today, Bryce. Thank you.
Bryce Miller, Union Tribune. I can tell you guys, having had conversations.
Yeah, what are they saying
TJ,
to you, Tony?
Haven't had a conversation with TJ, the head man in charge in terms of Padres uniforms clubhouse. This is a big mess that Nike is in right now. And I don't know. Forget the fact that these pants are sheer. The Padres don't even have theirs at this point.
Oh,
and
really?
So, you know, that's an issue. That's what Bryce was just saying. Like, at this point, they don't have them. There's only a couple more weeks before we hit Korea. I imagine they'd have to have them before we left, because once we get there, you know, I don't know what the air travel is. Get pants from the United States to Korea, but I'm sure there's a little bit of an issue there.
I would think, yeah. And if you're, the Padres, I mean, obviously they don't like what they've seen, but, I mean, if nothing else, you want to at least try them on before the season starts.
Well, I mean, you would have thought that they would have already had these bad boys tried on and tested, but according to Mr. Manfred, don't believe your lying eyes. These are the same pants that they were last
sure.
year, apparently.
What? Yeah. Did you guys ever talk about the picture that I sent you on Thursday or Friday? I can't remember which day.
I couldn't look at it, Scraby. I mean, it was revealing.
It was graphic.
Yeah, it was. A little bit too much.
It was graphic. I don't know which Padres player that was, but they represented themselves well, so...
Well, let me first we have to debunk the picture you saw. It was actually from 2023 spring training.
Oh no, I got duped.
Yeah. You got duped, man.
Oh.
You got duped. Cuz funny thing is that picture circulated pretty quickly.
Oh yes,
and,
it did.
It got back to some of the folks here, and they were like, they were able to point to a few things that we're make it pretty obvious.
Like, see this right here? Let me zoom in. Oh, man. That's bad. That's bad. And you know what I'm learning more than anything throughout all of this is that all companies operate the same way. They just do it by the seat of their pants. And
that's
hope
exactly
for
right.
It to
because,
work out.
Because that's the crazy part is Nike. Because if you guys remember with the whole uniform deal, I know we got to get to break. Remember, Under Armour was at first won the bid to do the uniforms. When that fell through, Nike came aboard. And, you know, I think as a lot of businesses, things happen when COVID hit and a whole bunch of things shut down, it only slowed the process down as they were making this transition. And I think now they're paying the consequences of being a little late to the party here. And so I can't imagine they go through a whole season with the issues that they've had to this point.
Or non-issues if Rob Manfred has his way.
Casey Schmidt photo is real, though.
Yes.
That one's
we elected not to use his name the last time.
Yes, we protected his identity last week.
I don't think it's a secret what's happening.
It's not at this point. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm Casey, I'm not very happy right now. Either way, let's get to break.
Chris Borg can't speak.
Borgwin and Chris on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.